Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Folks, the most dangerous people in the world, as I've warned you repeatedly, are stupid smart people. The media is now in the process of actually getting people hurt with their misinformation campaigns. I am not kidding. Trump tweeted out March 21st of 2020. Hydroxychloroquine plus azithromycin taken together have a real chance to be one of the biggest game changers in the history of medicine. The FDA's moved mountains. Thank you. Hopefully they'll both work better. He's talking about and put into use immediately. People are dying. Move fast. God bless everyone. He tagged the FDA, CDC, and DHS. Well, because the media is stacked with absolutely ideological losers with no respect or dignity for their own profession who can't figure out journalism as if it kicked them in their collective asses, the media saw Trump supporting hydroxychloroquine, all of a sudden said, well, if Trump supports it, we have to be against it. Well, what does the science say? Doesn't matter. They didn't give a damn about the science. These are not serious people. These are buffoons, clowns, who should be ignored at every opportunity or people are going to get hurt. Why am I bringing up hydroxychloroquine now? Because this is going to be the next shoe to drop. The next enormous media scandal, a concerted effort to crush a potentially beneficial drug in the treatment of patients with severe COVID infection, the suppression of a drug simply because Donald Trump said it may work. They could have gotten people killed. Stupid smart people. People who probably have a relatively decent IQ, decent aptitude and achievement in their life. They probably had scored pretty well in the SATs. This is stupid smart people. Another reason I'm telling you, do not trust their institutions as they are built right now. They are falling apart, and it gives me no joy to tell you that. Government, the media, the FBI, the court system. Ladies and gentlemen, it is all collapsing. It is no excuse to run away. This is worth fighting for, and it always will be. There is no quit, and there never will be, not in me, and there should never be in you. But this is collapsing right now. I just exposed academia, the science world, the government, which could have gotten people killed with the suppression of hydroxychloroquine, the media. Now we have upper-level people in the FBI, recently retired members, like this buffoon. You have Fugazi, who invents this, the dumbest conspiracy theory I've ever heard in my life, is recommending on television we start going after politicians. Can't trust anyone, folks. But proving again, you cannot trust institutions. The IRS, somehow a massive trove of tax documents was leaked about rich people and their taxes. I don't care what you think about rich people and their paying of taxes. Not interested at all. The bottom line is, in a civilized society, you should be able to file a tax return with the government if you're a citizen and not have ProPublica get a hold of it. You can't trust anyone. These institutions are falling apart everywhere. Now, it's not good enough for the left to attack institutions. They need to attack institutions because institutions are what gave us our international bona fides as that shining beacon on the hill. Everybody always said, even what is it, Churchill, you know, given all opportunities, the United States in the end will always do the right thing. After trying everything else, forgive me, I always screw up quotes, but you get the general idea. It's not good enough for the left to attack institutions. They have to attack the people within the country too. And the only way to sick people in the country, on each other, while they're losing faith in institutions, which will cause chaos, is to cause a chaos in the street. And the best way to cause a chaos in the street is to get people to suspiciously look at one another based on superficial characteristics like race. These are the people on television telling you how racist America is, how we should investigate and lock up congressmen, political associates of Donald Trump. People like Fauci telling you, you know, waving you off hydroxychloroquine, waving you off the lab leak theory, the stupid smart people. Here, last story, because it relates to this entire theme today of stupid smart people leading institutions that are falling apart, in the Wall Street Journal. This story is important. Folks, you cannot trust the government. The IRS leak story is extremely damaging. Did you hear this story? ProPublica has gotten a hold of some very wealthy people's tax returns, and they're threatening more leaks in the future. Again, I do not care what your position, I care, but for the purposes of this segment, I don't care what your position on taxes are. Tax the wealthy, don't tax the wealthy. That is totally irrelevant to the topic at hand right now. Your information you send to the government under the air of confidentiality should remain confidential. It is not. You cannot trust anyone in the government anymore. Wall Street Journal opinion, return to the IRS scandal. Someone leaked the tax information of individuals to serve the left's agenda. They leaked out this tax information. Convenient timing, right? When Biden's trying to raise taxes on the rich, because now what are they doing? They're going, oh, look at Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett. Look what they pay in taxes. The journal says, hey, allow us to fill in the blank. The story arrived just in time amid the Biden administration's effort to pass the largest tax increase as a share of the economy since 1968. The Democratic argument for a tax hike is that the rich should pay their fair share. The ProPublica story is a long argument that somehow the rich don't pay enough. The timing here is no coincidence, comrades. No, I'll bet it isn't. It's time for a major house cleaning, ladies and gentlemen. Our institutions are falling apart because of the plague of stupid smart people.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.